Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another exciting, rip-roaring, rousing, how many words with the letter R can I use? Raucous.
Remarkable.
Remarkable.
Raucous.
And Scooby-Doo, rut-row, episode of Radio Law Talk. I'm Todd Kunin. Voice you hear, the chuckling voice you hear behind the glass.
The chortler
is Cal Hunter.
Hi, Todd.
A lot of stuff to talk about on Radio Law Talk today. You know, we got lawsuits or issues from the NFL dealing with a punter, formerly with a team, who is accused of a crime, and that affected his position with the team.
Boy, do I have questions about that.
Yeah, that one is, I do too, and I have questions about a lot of similar cases that have the same genesis about how it's brought. I don't want to give too much away, but some things are just head scratchers. Conduct on both sides, but yeah.
And my question is, why would a team that has really expensive security teams that do supposedly diligence on everybody they draft, how could this, if in fact it's true, how could this get past them? Because obviously it did. So we'll talk about that, I guess,
if
you want to, as we go forward.
Yeah, I've got that. Another case, you know, this one came by, and I remember the... Throughout the week, folks, we trade back and forth ideas about cases we're going to cover on the show. And sometimes somebody will include a little comment with the case. And this one came through with the comment attached to it, better that 100 guilty people go free than one innocent person spend a night in jail or spend a day in jail or convicted of something they didn't do.
Yeah.
And it raises a good point. But
yeah.
That is a... raises the issue about a guy who, he was accused of soliciting, while he was in custody, a hitman to murder the sergeant who was investigating his case. And that case gets dismissed. And the effect of that is
that's what you would call, if it's true, a bad actor, right?
That would be true. That is correct.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, so we got that. Well, you know, for those of you who are San Francisco 49er fans, and you know, look, that's close to where we broadcast from, so I'm going to admit straight up, I am a homer.
I'm a fanboy.
I am, and I am absolutely thrilled with their recent addition of their new, using air quotes, backup quarterback, although I don't know how long that's going to be.
Me too, telling you.
But the really important thing is that the 49ers organization in the city of Santa Clara are making nice, we think.
How weird.
They're agreeing to it.
Yeah, they're agreeing to it. We'll see how
they
long.
They have a lawsuit that they agreed to. They finish it.
We'll see how long the truce lasts between the two.
Did you tell them about the longest lawsuit in history we're going to talk about?
No. I just got that one.
I know. The longest lawsuit in history. I had to bring it up. We sometimes do last-minute little tidbits, but I had to bring up the longest lawsuit in history. You're going to be shocked by this one, but we're going to talk about that also.
Is that longest in terms of paperwork or longest in terms of time?
Time.
Okay.
That time, and that is absolutely... And I know the answer is, everyone on the radio is saying, oh, I know the longest lawsuit in history. It's the one that I'm involved in.
So. Yes.
Whatever lawsuit you're involved in.
And you just get my lawyer to call me back.
It's always the longest forever.
You know, according to Einstein, time is relative, and that's why that statement is true.
Yeah. Hey, let me just do a quick shout-out, Todd.
Go ahead.
And Cal.
Good.
So last night, yesterday, I was at a very interesting event, and I told, I'm going to shout these guys out. A young friend of mine, now that he's 59, my age, that I grew up with in grammar school, is a very well-known butcher, and he has a, you know, again, I grew up on a farm area, and he has, it's called Taylor's Market in Sacramento, California, and this week is the world's butcher challenge, worldwide butcher challenge in Sacramento, California.
Wow.
It is worldwide, and I went down to watch this. It's the most interesting, fascinating thing you've ever
seen. Is it for speed? I mean, how? What?
That's it. So they have 2.5 Okay, there's three sections. There's the amateur, then there's the normal, not pro, then they have the pro one, which is today, Saturday, that I can't, I told them I'm supportive, would support him, but I can't show up because I have this wonderful radio law talk.
Sure.
And what they do is they have, for example, 2.5 hours to cut up a half a lamb and a quarter, not a quarter, like a quarter beef and two chickens. And they, it's not just that. They have to display it like you're coming into the store. And it's got to be displayed beautiful. And they go not just by that. They judge them according to how clean their station is.
Did you bring us any steaks or lamb chops?
That's all I wish I could have. Oh, my gosh. You should have said. But you know who's, you know, it, this is not like local. The team from France was there. Italy,
whoa.
Iceland.
How cool.
Canada, Brazil, Germany. All these teams are there. And I got to go to the VIP party. It was so interesting. Hey, mate, how are you? I'm good. Who are you? And, you know, so I sat next to the New Zealand
team. Kangaroo butchers?
Well, I sat next to the New Zealand team. I sat next to the Aussies and the French guys. I couldn't understand one dang thing they were saying.
But, put on cream and butter.
You know how many people they brought to cheer them on? Like 100.
From really? France?
From France. And apparently France, the government supports it. It's like a it's like being on the government basketball team, like for the Olympics.
So the vegan movement in France is dead, at least in that group.
Let me tell you, yeah. France, everything's about food, right?
Sure.
So anyway, I'm shouting out to Danny Johnson and the USA team. It is the United States team for today's win. Boy. Woo, France and Italy are looking pretty good. Actually, Canada. And after they were done in that so today it's six. They have six guys or gals. They have some great gals that are butchers. And they take a half a cow, a half a cow.
Half a beef, yeah.
Half a beef. And today they have half a beef and like a full pig, a half a lamb.
Their hands are going to be so sore.
Flying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you
should see how the display was out of control. I was like, I want to buy everything. If you're a vegan, you would want to buy it.
Yeah.
it was fancy.
In a related note, yes. Fred has also started an intermittent fasting diet, which is why this is all on his mind.
No. Actually, I am doing the this is so anecdotal. We already went over everything, and people get mad. In fact, our one of our people called us and said, you guys don't get into things quick enough, but that's all right. It's our show. But, I started a I did the intermittent fasting, but I'm also doing keto, right? So that means I can go eat as much meat as I want.
Yeah, but only once a day. So
yeah, that's okay.
I do intermittent eating.
Call 855-LAW-RADIO. Remember that this is the most entertaining, exciting, and sometimes informative show on earth. But you need to make sure you don't listen to us. We're just doing this for fun. We're talking about general topics of law, seek counsel.
Think of it as a free consultation that's worth every penny.
But when we come back, we're going to do a case or no case, Cal, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And then we're going to do, we've got to talk, we talked about rust, right? We're going to talk about the rust stuff. Well, there's more coming down on the rust lawsuits that I want to talk about. Boy, that Oakland Alameda County thing. Did you mention that?
They're still fighting over the Coliseum thing, you mean?
No. Wait, which one are you talking about? Rubber bullets?
Rubber bullets.
Yes. Wow. Yes. Interesting.
Well, I got a take on that one when we come back. I've got a really good take. See, Todd and I actually haven't had a time to talk to one another, so Todd, I got a great
take.
There'll
be fresh takes.
Fresh takes.
Nothing rehearsed.
It is. No, nothing's ever rehearsed here. Live radio, Radio Law Talk. Todd Cuden, myself, Frederick Penny, and our producer, Cal Hunter. We'll be back.
Thanks. More Radio Law Talk is coming up here with all of those fresh takes. Don't go away.
Radio Law Talk.
The commercial
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4537. 802-341-4537. 802-341-4537. That's 802-341-4537.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your first furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
800-798-1627. 800-798-1627. 800-798-1627. That's 800-798-1627.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is the best show ever. I mean at this time.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
It is time for the most important thing on Radio Law Talk for the past 6 years, and that is... case.
Now
or
it's
no
time
case.
To play case or no case.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you. Now, I'm going to take you now to an unusual place. I'm going to take you to Florida, where Aaron Gilliland is a farmer, sugarcane. One day he's out in the field and he sees a bright flash from above, and he sees an object hurtling toward his sugarcane field. Being a curious man, Aaron went over to where the material had landed. It was a big, round object that he did not recognize, but it had a bunch of really cool-looking electronic gadgets around it, and he pulled off one panel, and it was a really cool thing. The explosion and impact had damaged about an acre of his valuable sugarcane, about $1,200 worth. So Gillilander decided fair trade. He brought out his side-by-side in a small trailer, and with his son Chip, picked it up, put it in the barn. His reasoning, I can harvest whatever grows in my field, and then the men in the suit started knocking on his door with official-looking vehicles and said, you see anything? He said, well, you know, and people from the tabloids came, local media. They asked to come and see the object, offering him thousands of dollars, a few thousand dollars, a little money for it. At first, Aaron said no, but eventually he cracked under questioning. He said, I saw it, but it's mine. Whoever owned it said, dropped on your land, but nice try. So this agency went to their bank of attorneys in an attempt to recover this poorly attached piece of top-secret telescope. And Aaron Gilliland asked if he had the case or no case to keep this so he could make money off of it. And, Fred, I'm going to let you go first.
Wow, that's a fascinating story. Is there a date on this or not?
This happened in 2009. I don't know the month.
Okay, so I think this actually happened. And this is this part of a. I bet what it was. Man, I was going to say it could have been part of a satellite, but by the time it came through the orbit, I guess it would probably, you know, blow up or, you know, catch on fire.
Well, it's
right?
Titanium. It's gonna, you know, I mean, it can make it through that. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, all right. I'm going to say this is a real scenario, but not a case. But the question would be, would he have to give it back to the government? And the answer is yes. I would say normally, because the government has priorities over certain things, and I don't know the law on that. But I'm going to say this is a cool scenario, but not a case.
All right. Fair enough. And it did not happen in the middle of Nevada overnight. Todd Kunim, what say you?
Well, Nevada, same thing.
Where did it happen? Florida?
Yeah, Florida. Same difference, right?
Yeah, well, you know.
A Florida man.
Strange goings on down there. All right. Cal, you stand to gain some points here today.
You stand to gain some points
if, in fact, you are telling the truth. There you go, Cal. If you're telling the truth, you can prosper. If you are bearing falsehoods from behind the glass, as is often the case on Case or No Case.
What?
Then you will get no points, because I'm going to agree with Fred. I think that this is a scenario, and I think you probably pulled this from what happened when, what was it, it was the last space shuttle that came in that disintegrated on impact, and then the debris field was wide, and
right. There
were some folks that had to have, that had things and didn't say it, and the government had to go out and get them, but I don't know that it ever resulted in lawsuits. I would say that the agency was NASA, and so, yeah. True scenario, but not a case.
Well, it could have been the CIA or something like that, don't you think? But those of you who think it was a case in your cars or in your garage or on your golf cart, no case. Sorry.
Yes, there was a scenario, wasn't it?
Yeah, but the owners of the space junk would likely be required to make people like our fictional Aaron whole pay for the damages and related costs, and if they're smart, offer a little goodwill money if they're smart. But if you run your car off the road and onto somebody's farm, the car is still yours, and you would likely have to pay to rebuild the fence and barring
right.
any weird circumstances.
Right.
And so that's that. And that is...
Ready for some off-the-wall law, Cal?
Yeah.
So in
always.
Some counties and some states, if a cow is on the road and you hit it, you have to pay for the cow. Not the damage to your car. The cow, the owner, the farm owner or ranch owner does not have to pay for your car that's damaged.
So if they have the cow out wandering free and you happen to run into it because of that neglect.
No, it's not neglect, because there are some areas that are range free. And I quote
the right to farm range free. Right.
And so they're out, you're up in the mountains cruising around and they're out on the range. They're walking across the road and it's a black Angus and it's late at night. You're not seeing it. Why do you see those big trucks?
Yeah.
Have those big, you know, metal grates on
cattle
the front.
Cattle guards, right?
Cattle guards on the front, because, well, they're hitting deer, too, but you hit a cow, and a lot of times it's going to be, all right, write me a check for the cow.
Does the cow have a black hoodie on at the time?
Yeah, well, or does it have a hood on? And then, but there are other counties that you let your horses or cattle out, then you're going to be liable for an accident. It just depends on the county and the city and the state and the laws. But isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Why did the cow cross the road? Because the farmer was a professional plaintiff. That's why.
Did you know also, ready for more laws? This is kind of cool, animal laws. On some Indian reservations, did you know you cannot, if you kill one of their animals, their dogs or something, or cat, and run it over, that you may be liable to pay the whatever Indian family that is for the damages or that the value of that animal?
That's strange. Interesting,
really?
Isn't it?
Yeah. Isn't that cool? I know a lot of really fun tidbits. But you have to look at the local laws and stuff like that and look them up. They're interesting. So there you go. That's a great case or no case, Cal. And I appreciate you talking about those laws. But, you know, let's stay on the animals for a minute. Animal laws.
Oh, do tell.
In many other cities and states and counties, it depends on dog bites. Some are what's called strict liability. It's an automatic. Even if you walk in the backyard and the dog bites you, a lot of times you can be liable. A backyard of someone else. Or other states, it's what's called a first bite rule. In other words, they've got to show they were vicious or had a bite or a problem before at least once. Then after that, the owner's liable.
And as we said in the newsroom, what if the man bites the dog?
Well, the dog might bite back.
Because then it's a story.
What if the dog identifies as a cat?
We'll talk about that next hour.
Good one.
We'll be back after this.
This is Radio Law Talk. There's more coming up. Don't go away.
Radio Law Talk and Radio Law Talk dot Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. This is Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce on September 9th, myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny, available on Amazon Books September 9th.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance.
800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800-635-7188.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The IRS says it inadvertently posted what is normally confidential information involving about 120,000 individuals before discovering the error and removing the data from its website.
I don't consider any Trump supporter.
President Biden making that remark one night after he delivered a primetime speech where Biden insisted threats to democracy include people who call for violence and those who don't denounce it, along with those who refuse to acknowledge an election result. President Biden calling them MAGA Republicans who don't respect the Constitution. Biden also calling them fascists this week. Multiple reports say the college football playoff is set to expand from 4 to 12 teams. The new model expected to start in 2026. This is USA Radio News.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Okay, man, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Are you serious?
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. info@radiolawtalk.com.
And giving the caregivers a little shout out there at the end of our break. So thanks for all the work you guys do, and thanks for the work the men on our panel are doing today. Todd Tunin and Mr. Frederick W. Penny. Hey, guys, back to the show.
Oh, yeah, he remembered my middle initial, didn't he?
Hey, man.
He did. That's good. Hey, you know what? Okay, is it me, or because sometimes Alec Baldwin just can't step out of the way of himself sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you got to... I was telling this to one of the people I work with at the in my job. Sometimes you got to help people to protect them from themselves. That usually comes up when you have a client that says, "No, no, I want to testify."
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
I'm good at testifying. Sit down and shut up.
Yeah, no.
I like the. And look, some of these my friends say this. And I love you for this, by the way. My son or daughter will be an awesome lawyer. They argue a lot. actually, that's they probably won't.
Yeah,
the opposite.
If arguing is what lawyers have to do when everything else has not worked.
Right.
But if that's your go-to, your first,
you're going to have a tough road to hoe. That's exactly right. Well, let's talk about the Rust lawsuit. That thing's been going on forever. That's in New Mexico. And a lot of them, they're saying, you know, there's the I can't remember. They just said there's a who was it said it was an accidental shooting? I think that was the government, the New Mexico.
That was the coroner. Yeah, the autopsy report.
But something came out and said accidental. No, I can't remember who said they're claiming it's an accidental. Maybe it was the government or something to that effect.
The autopsy claimed that it was accidental, and they based that on some of the reports that they had gotten from the FBI.
Got it.
But the FBI had yet to turn over their full report and everything to the DA for charging. Now, you said this is going on for a while. This is not the longest case in history.
No. We're going to talk about that in a minute.
Okay, just want to make sure people know.
Let me tell you the latest. So a lawsuit came out that, we've got multiple lawsuits. And it's in California, right? And in California, but they're applying New Mexico law.
That's right.
Kind of weird. And so as they do that, you have to sometimes wonder, what the heck's going on? Well, there is an individual that brought a lawsuit, a script supervisor by the name of Mammy Mitchell, and she apparently was there and has basically had some real issues and stress because of it, and has brought a civil lawsuit against multiple people, including the producers.
Yes.
And recently, the California, judge just ordered that under New Mexico law, that if you're on the job working and you have an injury or a disorder or a stress claim, there's only one thing you can do, and that's a workers' comp claim. It's a single remedy. So all states are different. California is you can do more than one remedy. So in other words, if you're on the job and you get injured, say you're driving your car for work and you get hit by another car, you can not only make a workers' comp claim, but you can also sue the driver of the third party. So you can have two cases going at the same time. Now, in California, the nice thing about it for the workers' comp insurance company is they step first in line to get reimbursed for the third party case. But in work comp and I think Utah's the same way, but in New Mexico, that's all you can do is go after the work comp. And that's what they're arguing the defense is in this latest snafu. So what the plaintiffs have done is say we're dropping everything except negligence. And then the producers are now saying, oh, by the way, we're not the employer here. In fact, we had nothing to do with this when it comes to safety and the shooting. We're not the, quote, employer, and so we should be let out. So that's coming up. And then also they argue that, and then secondarily, look, your remedy is workers' comp. You have to sue us.
Don't producers write the checks? How can they not be the employers? I'm missing something here.
Well, the lawyers, they're just arguing everything. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I think one reason that they say we are not technically the employer here, and part of this may come from the fact that this is a California lawsuit. This is, when you look at it, it seems weird. It's a California lawsuit filed by the script supervisor who, based upon what a script supervisor does, probably was on set very close to where all of this happened. But they have to apply the law in New Mexico. People say, well, why would that be? Well, let's think about that. Why wouldn't they file the lawsuit in New Mexico instead of California? Well, when you're hired as a script supervisor, only one part of your duties is being on set during the filming. You have a lot of other responsibilities pre-production that you have to do. This script supervisor is probably based out of California. The pre-production stuff probably happened all in California when she contracted to be part of this. But as a script supervisor, if you're free to work as a script supervisor on this production, and then you can go work as a script supervisor on another production and another production and another production, you are the argument from the producers would be, you're no more an employee of us than the actors are who get cast, who are free to go out and be in other things as well. You're not our employee. You were hired to, almost like an independent contractor, hired to perform a service that you are trained for and provide for this, but you're free to do that for other people as well. You're not exclusive to us. So they're trying to argue that as a producer, they're not an employer.
Independent agent, so
yes.
to speak. Yeah.
And when she signed the contract, there was probably a forum selection clause that says if you have any sort of grievance or potential lawsuit against the producers, that California will be the place where it's brought, regardless of where the cause of action may arise. So even though it happens in New Mexico, the suit is brought in California based upon the contract language.
And as a cost savings many times because people don't want to travel around for a lawsuit. I think that's part of it, isn't it?
It could be, although that is a two-edged sword in the sense that, well, all of the investigation of everything has to take place in New Mexico. So here you got this lawsuit in California, but then you got to go out to New Mexico to have anybody who investigated in New Mexico who might live there flown out to California to testify or for depositions. But, you know,
it's
that's
so complicated.
The way it works.
All I know is, Alec, I'm not going to come hang out with you at dinner table because I don't know what's going to happen to me. It's like,
yeah.
I, you know, look, I don't know if he's just got bad luck or he just runs into it. But, you know, again, he's a celebrity, so he's going to get hit more than normal, right? So, I don't know, Alec, whatever. But guess what? You're running into something else. You're
yeah.
running into another problem.
Ain't the only problem you got here.
Here. So here we go. The Marine. What a wonderful Marine that was killed in the Kabul airport bombing.
About a year ago or so.
This Marine's, I want to say his name, and I had it written down. I just spaced it.
Kyle McCollum.
That's right.
Or
Riley
McCollum.
Riley McCollum. So Riley McCollum had a wife, was just ready to have a baby. And he has a sister. And so what happens is he's killed. Apparently they're based out of Wyoming, the family. And Alec Baldwin decides to get on the bandwagon. Or his publicity person. I don't know. I don't know. He sends $5,000. Apparently it's approximately $5,000 to her. That's what I've read. I'm not sure it's exactly five, four, some say a few thousand, to her fund. I don't know if it was a GoFundMe to help the mom and the newborn child. And good for you, Alec. And then, during the January 6th protest, apparently the sister it was there. And we're going to talk about what Alec Baldwin does after that happens and what is said back and forth on Twitter. Again, people get in trouble by what they put on their social media. And we're going to discuss why this lawsuit is dropped or thrown out and why it's back up again and what the lawsuit's about. We'll be back.
And the social media posts never go away, do they? So we've got more Radio Law. Well, we don't either. More Radio Law Talk is coming up right here on your favorite local radio station. And when that goes away, and for some stations it does, after an hour or two, we're streaming live at RadioLawTalk.com. We'll just stay with the show until we end at noon Pacific. And we'll be right back. Hold on.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text MONEY to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Or 20s.
Stop whining. You are a loser. You're a whiner.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So Todd and I are talking about this Alec Baldwin lawsuit against him in New York. So this Riley McCollum, who is 20, who was killed, one of 13 members killed at Kabul Airport. He has a sister, okay? So the sister, and her name is Royce, R-O-I-C-E, apparently posted January 3rd, 2022, a year after the January 6th, 2021 protests in Washington, D.C., and basically what she said also is we do not condone what happened. But apparently they were just sitting there watching him, weren't like even – or not doing much, let's put it that way. Apparently was investigated by the FBI and cleared. And she posts that on her Instagram on January 3rd, 2022 in anticipation of the January 6th, 2022 one-year anniversary. And ready? This is what Alec Baldwin does. He comments on her post. By the way, apparently he's following her. He says, "Are you the same women that I sent money to for your sister's husband who was killed during the Afghan exit?" Question mark. She responds, quote, was never detained, arrested, charged with, or convicted of any crime associated with basically the events of Washington, D.C. And then she also responds to Alec Baldwin, quote, "Protesting is perfectly legal in this country, and I've already had my sit-down with the FBI. Thanks. Have a nice day." So Alec, I think, believes that since he sent $5,000 to this fallen soldier's, which is a hero in my mind, because my dad's a Marine and I love the Marines. He's a hero. God bless him and his family. He just slanders. Why don't you just shut up, Alec? Just shut up. So you send the $5,000, you know, because, okay, maybe you want to jump on the bandwagon and, you know, be nice, but...
Or maybe he could get a little publicity out of it.
Yeah. Okay, so ready for this? Now, Baldwin responds, quote, "I don't think so." Now, this is all the allegations in the lawsuit, because they bring in a slander, liable, you know, allegations. And again, everything's allegations, but this is what the complaints are saying. Quote, "I don't think so. Your activities resulted..." Well, don't you do this, Todd. Oh, no, I'll do it. Unless you have this.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
"I don't think so," because we can do back and forth, right? "Your activities resulted in the unlawful destruction of government property, the death of law enforcement officer, an assault on the certification of the presidential election. I reposted your photo. Good luck." He's got 2.4 approximately million followers on Twitter. Now, the allegations are against him in the lawsuit. Approximately 20 minutes later, her Instagram, she started to get hostile and aggressive, hateful messages, and among other things, right?
Yes.
And what's the word I'm trying to find? Not just hateful, but threatening.
Threatening messages.
Yeah. So what is, I don't know if you got the rest of the quotes. Do you know what, okay, shut up, Alec, but don't say anything. God, do you think he's got like a publicist that says, "Alec, don't say anything"?
I can't comment, because if I commented on what I thought was going on and I was wrong, I'm probably just as guilty of defamation as anybody else.
Well, you can speculate.
As it relates to that.
No, you don't.
But if he does have a publicist that's supposed to help keep him from saying things, that the person ain't doing their job, because he's going to say whatever he seems to want to say anyway, right?
Guess what? If Alec Baldwin sues us, we're going to defend ourselves. And guess what's going to happen? Radio Law Talk's going to go viral.
Yeah.
You know how it is, right? All right. And don't forget, we're lawyers.
Don't let him bring a gun on set. That's all I can say to that.
Too soon.
Yeah, no, that's not true.
Okay, bad.
No, actually, that was a mistake. Again, I don't know all the facts, but I truly think it was just a mistake. You know, an accident. An accident. Anyway, doesn't mean they can't. Accidents happen, as I say, as a personal injury lawyer. Accidents do happen, but you can tell a jury, doesn't mean they're bad people. They can be negligent, right? Because an accident happens still means they can be negligent. Doesn't mean they're bad people. Ready for his comment?
Do tell.
It's like, stop. Don't say it. Don't say it. Quote, "Lots of Trumpsters chiming in here with the current cry that the attack on the Capitol was a protest. Parentheses, a more peaceful form of which got a lot of other protesters in prison. And an exercise in democracy. That's bull, blank, 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 blank."
See, now here's the thing, all right? From a purely defamation standpoint, from the standpoint of just remember, truth is a defense to defamation. So that last comment that you just read, while maybe inflammatory, I don't believe was defamatory, because I think he could prove that the person, the woman, is a Trump supporter. And I think that it's true that that person is saying it was a protest, not an insurrection. And it's also true that there, despite her claims, are people who were convicted of it. Those are all true. In my opinion, where Alec Baldwin really gets in trouble here with this is it's his statement that it held up the confirmation of the election process. Well, that's true. His statement that some people died. There was an officer that died. That's true.
But there was also a protester who was shot to death.
I know, but that wasn't his statement. So we're just focusing on those statements are all true. Where Alec Baldwin gets in trouble because he's facing liability here, is when he says that this specific person, who apparently was investigated and cleared and never charged as an insurrectionist, and who claims that she was just there but was not part of the group that was actually doing the stuff that resulted in the facts that are true,
she said that's a bad thing, and I don't agree with it.
That's right. His allegation that she was the insurrectionist, when he called her that, that's what makes it defamatory. That's what when he is insinuating or blatantly saying that she is the same as the people who have been convicted of those illegal acts, that's where he gets in trouble. And there's a lot of truth to what he was saying, but the fallacy that's going to get him, in my opinion, in trouble is saying that she was part of the group that did all of those things that were true, and she wasn't. And that is the problem.
And you know what? Here's the deal. Alec, these people have gone through an awful lot. They lost their, her husband, the wife lost her husband. She lost her brother.
Yep.
And give them a break, dude. Give them a break. You know. Yeah. And maybe you're right. What stuff she should have posted. She might. I'm jumping on Alec's side. Maybe she should have just not talked about it. But she has the right to, and she's right.
She does.
She can. But here's the thing. So he continues. I didn't say the rest of it. So this is on his post. He continues and says, "Quote: I offered to send her sister-in-law some money as a tribute to her late brother, his widow, and their child, which I did as a tribute to a fallen soldier. Then I find this? Truth is stranger than fiction." Dude, really?
Again, insensitive, but not defamatory.
But still, what's that saying? Kick them while they're down.
Exactly.
Kick them while they're down.
What's the upside for him?
Well, and this is true of almost every back and forth debate over any topic that takes place on social media. If you sit back and you say, has anybody ever made an argument on Twitter and the person that they are having this argument with, had that person come back and go, you know what, I never thought of it that way. You are absolutely correct. I now agree with your opinion. If that happens, it is so rare as to probably be statistically irrelevant.
Yeah.
If you remember that before you get involved in any of those, that you're not going to change anybody's mind, and is it really worth it? That may curb a lot of this. Won't happen.
But I have to say this.
But guess what? I want to say this before we end. But also, don't forget the mother, the widow, apparently was not there at the January 6th, and it was just the sister of the fallen Marine. But they've all been receiving hateful messages and death threats, they're claiming, and all because of this. So we'll be back hour number two. We got a lot more to talk about. This Radio Law Talk is so fun. Just join Todd and I and Cal. We'll be back.
Stay tuned as Radio Law Talk continues at 6 minutes after the next hour, 10 o'clock Pacific time, and we'll be back at that time. Don't go away.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated. Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.